Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The moment you tell Stanley that I have asthma, because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so dive shows around the world. We kind of ran down UK, Germany, Europe, that kind of stuff, and the USA. Let's look to Asia. This has really caught my eye before, too, and I've never been able to make it work out. But you got the 8X show in Singapore, which I finally got to Singapore this past year for the first time. And I definitely would like to go back. April 10th through the 12th is the 8X show. That's kind of like a DEMA show for Asia. So it is, I think there's a trade element to it, but I think it's open to the public, too. I'm not sure, but 8X is definitely on my radar. I'd like to get there and see how they operate, because it's pretty impressive when you see the numbers of divers there are in that part of the world. They kind of have a mass market system. I mean, it literally is expanding huge. And diving has a little bit of a hipper vibe, like with the younger folks, it seems like, in Asia. You got the
Greg, if you'd contact them, they would probably welcome us, knowing our reputation for the DEMA shows.
God, no. Don't have you not listened to the show? Are you out of your mind? Don't give them any ideas. We'll never be admitted if we tell them who we are. But anyway, that one is on the radar. There's a DRT show across multiple locations, Malaysia, Shanghai, Indonesia, Taiwan. It's like a series of shows. They do them a little differently in Asia, and it's like a big group of them across 2006.
What I was going to say. ADX, don't they have like four or five shows in different places?
No, that's a different one. ADX is one show, and then there's the DRT show, which is kind of a series of shows that has that kind of thing across multiple areas in Asia. Then there's one in Japan in April, the 3rd to the 5th, in Tokyo, the home of the Toilet Museum for Toto, which I had on my radar years ago. And during the surface interval, I was going to visit the Toilet Museum and go check out that event. And like I said, that, you know, I might need an interpreter like Koji. You know, hey, we've talked about having Koji join us on a trip and have him be our liaison for the Asian market. Come in Tokyo.
What's he can that? Be our fixer.
And God knows we're going to need one. Yeah.
You know, since you don't know the language, he could say whatever he wants and you would just smile. And, you know, he could say like, hey, this is the guy I brought over from the U.S.
Yeah. And then I'll just go, oh, so sorry. And then move on. But he'll keep us out of jail.
Just raise your glass and say,
oh, no, it's Godzilla. Yeah.
And so Koji will help us out in Japan and some of that market. Thailand has one in May, and our interpreter for that will be Vinny Two Tanks. He's been there quite a bit. In Bangkok. And
he can show us things we've never seen before.
Yeah, he knows his way around that part of the world. And I think that applies to Malaysia. Is Thailand and Malaysia similar in that regard? Kuala Lumpur and that kind of thing? There's one there in June. And then they have one in the Maldives, actually. It's more of like a marine focus, more broader base, not just diving. That one's actually in February, earlier in the year. But I don't know. In Asia, 8X would definitely be on my radar. Japan and in Thailand or Malaysia would be an interesting thing, just to kind of go. Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba, have you ever done any dive shows outside the U.S., or would this be new territory for you too?
You know, I'm definitely looking at this UK show. There's directs for like $400.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a quite a good show from what I've been told. And it's the same people that are running that show that just took over Long Beach and Atlantic City.
Oh.
Yes, they run that UK show.
So
let's go, Greg. Directs out of Orlando.
Well, unfortunately, I can't go this year because it conflicts with me being in Australia and New Zealand then. But they do have
a flex.
They well, hey, it kind of it is kind of a big deal. Let's be honest. and so, but I'll tell you what, they have another show in Australia in September, and now I'm going to Australia here in literally a couple weeks. But I'm not planning to do a big dive thing. But they do have another dive show from the same group in Australia in September that I'm flirting with the idea of. Of going back over or going down under for and do that. Because like I said, when I've done these shows, whether it was a boot show in Germany or I've had people on that are reporting to us on how this event was in this part of the world, it's really, really intriguing to kind of see how people react or how the market or the dive industry operates in different parts of the world. And it can be pretty dramatically different. I mean, just to give you an idea from what I remember from my last visit to Australia, and I will be experiencing some of this. I mean, I'm not diving, but I am planning to do a little snorkel trip and get out on the Great Barrier Reef and see how they operate. But I was there like 25 years ago in Australia, and it blew me away because literally you'd go out on dive boats that would have 350 people on board. And you're like, what the hell? How is this going to possibly work out to be anything enjoyable? This looks like a nightmare. I mean, it was a nice boat. It was a really go fast monster vessel. I mean, the thing must have been 200 feet long and 30, 40 feet across. It was a huge go fast vessel that would cruise out to the Great Barrier Reef, and it would take scuba divers and it would take snorkelers. And I'm like, this is going to be a Charlie Foxtrot, as we say in the biz, right?
Yeah.
And we got out there and it was very regimented. It was, you know, the Australian dive community or the overseeing, you know, rule makers there when it comes to diving are pretty strict. And they're like, okay, you do this, this, and this, and this. So if you like, you know, your diving freedom, it was a little bit over the top. But, you know, when you're dealing with that many people, you kind of have to be. You got to keep everybody in line. Don't break the rules. Stay with your leader. You know, do this. Don't do that. Do that. So they were, it was a little bit regimented in that sense. But when they got out there, they broke everybody up in like 10-person groups. And we all went off by ourselves and had a fantastic dive experience. I was really surprised. So, you know, there's something to say. You know, is that, you know, especially if you're used to much smaller groups when you're diving, and that's usually what we've experienced over the years in our travels, and then experiencing something like this, and you think it's going to be a disaster, and it's not. I mean, that's kind of an interesting thing to see firsthand. It's really something you can't believe would possibly work until you see it in action. You know what I mean? So in the same thing, like, for instance, and if you go diving in the Red Sea, I experienced the same thing on the liveaboards there. We were anchored up against 20 other liveaboard boats, literally raft up against each other. And I'm thinking, this is going to be a nightmare. And it ended up being magical. So it's like, it's interesting to see the difference, different approaches to how different parts of the world, you know, handle their dive operations and manage divers and make it appealing to their local markets there. And I think it's intriguing. And maybe there's a few tips we could pick up here stateside, right? You got to keep an open mind. Wouldn't you agree, Jerry, the diver guy? You're intrigued, aren't you?
I'm intrigued. Let's go.
Okay. But we got to just make sure if Jerry goes,
it's snowing.
He's not representing the USA in any way whatsoever. Otherwise, we're going to we're gonna you know set off an international incident. So
Greg,
that's
I have a question about your Australia.
Oh my God, we're out of time for this hour, Casey. So what are the odds? We're just lucky this time. We'll save it for hour two, and then we'll pick it up there and see if Casey has something to contribute that's worth talking about. You'll find out along with me. Maybe we'll even check in with the Aqua Gypsy and Benny Two Tanks from Bonair. That's an hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Diving show, from Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau, they all love scuba radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.